Welcome back to Service Nodes, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of IT service management. Together, we explore the stories and experiences that shape our industry. I'm your host, Reena, and today I am continuing my discussion with a truly inspiring guest, Rhonda Downey.
So Rhonda, given your expertise in organizational change management, like, you know, if I came to you and said, hey, I have this project going on and I don't have a budget for OCM resource, can I borrow your expert brain and kind of like just give me key points? What am I looking out for?
So from an organizational change management standpoint, the first thing I'm going to do in that scenario would be to go and understand what's driving the need for the change. We make sure that it's a reason that has that is concrete enough that we know we need to communicate it to people. We know we need people to buy into it. And then we need to figure out, okay, what is the awareness around the change? Does anyone outside of whatever the core group that made the decision to do the change, do other people actually know about it? And if they don't, then what do we need to do to what I'm going to call soft land the message? So because if you hit people square in the face with a message that they aren't ready for, you know, they're immediately going to revolt. And we never want to do that. You don't want to treat, I mean, I always try to do OCM the way I want to be treated, which is, hey, let me know something's coming down the pipe. Let me know why. And let me know what I need to start prepping so that when it comes down the line, I'm prepared for it. And right. And if I'm not prepared for it, help me understand where the resources are so I can go review the resourcing, reach out to other people, make sure that we're ready for the big announcement once it's made, right? So soft landing, if you will. And then from there, making sure what's the information, has the information been put together in such a way that we can actually convey it to people? So that it will be received, right? You know, you have to use those listening skills, but you also have to use your communication skills to make sure that the output that you're giving to someone can be received by them and processed as an input. So, and I know I'm a process hound, so I'm always referring back to things about process, but I feel that's really key. And that's why I feel like I've been able to be so successful, if you will, in these areas, is because I immediately, you know, why are we making the change? What's the message thus far? Who are you trying to communicate it to? Have you identified all the right people to communicate to? Have you done any soft landings with them so they know something's coming and that they're not going to get have a hard hit in the face? Because if you want them to accept the change and adapt the change, you have to give them the ability to do so. So those are really my key things. There are so many tools. We could talk about tools for doing OCM all day long. There's so many tools out
there.
Any
favorite of yours? Like anything you lean towards? Like any of your favorite tool?
Quite honestly, I still use just the good old, give me a table in Microsoft Word and I just start building from there. You know, I want to know how many, you know, you have to document somewhere. How many people, what's the impact? What groups are they in? What's the soft message? What's your hard message? You have to put that information somewhere. So I still use pen and paper when necessary. If it's something that I do not want into a computer system, my hair tech, never far from my side, because there's computing and I keep an iPad, you know, I have my iPad. It's always close by too, but there's some things that I have to think about and I may not want them in the tool, the technology. I just want them where I can see them on a piece of paper and I can think about the words that I've written. I know that's probably totally different from most people, but those are just, and that's going back to that degree in communications and journalism that I have, being able to use that every day and ponder how do I get something better out of whatever it is that I'm going to get, right? Making sure that people can adapt. That's really important. Getting adapted to, okay, my world's about to change. Hopefully it's going to change for the better, but I have to do something with this change, and I can either accept it or I can reject it. And if I can at least give myself, hey, you know what, I'll go with the flow for 3 months, and then I'll reevaluate. And then, and I think as an OCM practitioner, as a communications practitioner, we have to be there after, you know, give people a period of time, let them ingest the information, digest it, think about it, process it, and then go back to them and go, okay, did we miss the mark? What part of the message did we not hit on?
Yeah.
So that we can improve for the next message, because there is going to always be a next message. You have to be prepared for the next message. So.
Yeah, no, thank you. That is so insightful in very little time we have on this podcast. But yeah, no, I really appreciate that. So I think not having a favorite tool is just like, use the tools what are available to you. You don't need anything fancy to get the basics of OCM. Yeah. Thank you.
Right.
Before we wrap up, I want to make sure you don't miss what's coming next. Tune in next week for the final episode, where I and Rhonda discuss some of her favorite things and her advice for anyone thinking about getting into service management. You won't want to miss it. Till next time, stay well and take care. This episode of Service Notes is sponsored by 24 Trainings. Check out their service management training classes at www.24trainings.com.